Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at a conservative picking his white knight. I guess you shouldn't say white knight anymore. That does have racial overtones. His gallant rescuer that he believes the Republican Party needs. Familiar name, very familiar name. But we'll talk to Henry Olson about why he believes there is one person who is perfectly situated to heal the divides and help gain greater and more constructive perspective for the grand old party, the GOP. We will be speaking with Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center coming up. We will also be talking about the fate of Whoopi Goldberg. And there's actually a lot of publicity about this that doesn't emphasize the fact that she is banned today for 2 weeks. She's taking a suspension for 2 weeks. I don't even know if it's going to be a paid suspension. I suspect it will. But I'm sure she loves to do her show. I don't love to watch it. I love to do my show and try to do the best possible. But today there was a solemn beginning to The View with Joy Behar, Whoopi's longtime colleague, co-host of The View, making a reluctant acknowledgement. This is clip 14.
Good morning and welcome to The View. You all saw the news. Whoopi will be back here in 2 weeks. Okay. Tara Settmayer has returned to guest co-host, so let's get to hot topics, ladies, shall we?
Yes. Let's get to hot topics and get away from the topic of Whoopi Goldberg. The New York Times, their coverage, Whoopi Goldberg, the comedian and actress who is also a co-host of the ABC talk show The View, will be suspended for 2 weeks, the network announced last night, after she said repeatedly during an episode of the show that aired on Monday that the Holocaust was not about race. Comments that come at a time of rising anti-Semitism globally, she later apologized. In the episode, Ms. Goldberg said the Holocaust was about man's inhumanity to man, and not about race. When one of her other co-hosts challenged that assertion, saying the Holocaust was driven by white supremacy, Ms. Goldberg said, "But these are two white groups of people." She added, "This is white people doing it to white people, so you're all going to fight amongst yourselves." As she continued to speak, music came in, indicating a commercial break. In a statement on Tuesday night, Kim Godwin, president of ABC News, said that Ms. Goldberg would be suspended for her wrong and hurtful comments. And it is so ironic, as we've mentioned on the air before, and as Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL and other Jewish people who know something about the history of the Holocaust have made very, very clear, what's so ironic about all this is one of the reasons that Jews found it so difficult to get into the United States when they were running away from Hitler, particularly after Kristallnacht in 1938, It was very, very difficult to get any visas into the United States because we had immigration quotas from Germany. We had immigration quotas. We didn't. There were immigration because Germany was northern and western European. But what we did have immigration quotas on was Jews who were considered by the U.S. government at the time a race. and by many people in the government, including people in the Roosevelt administration who were dealing with the flow of immigrants who were trying to escape persecution and death on the part of Hitlerism, because Jewish people, by many, were not considered white, right? They were considered non-white. The Ku Klux Klan, which was very powerful in the 1920s and 30s, viewed Jews, and as I mentioned before, and Italians, as part of a non-white population that we had to restrict. And was that racist? Well, it's obviously racist. And Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, another network, of course, but Mika Brzezinski had this to say about Whoopi's suspension.
Are really important to have, and some of the best nuanced discussions come out of mistakes like this, where there's so much learning that could be had. So it's two things that come to my mind as I've been watching this unfold over the past 48 hours. First of all, the education that can be had out of this, the conversations, it's been good. The forgiveness has been important. The learning that has come out of the forgiveness and the learning moments has been valuable to the audience of The View. And Whoopi Goldberg, everyone knows Whoopi Goldberg. She's been on TV for decades. She's been putting herself out there for decades. If you don't know her heart, then you haven't been watching. This is something that is just going to, like, start getting ridiculous. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg is canceled, that would be the end of this whole. This cancel culture is getting so out of hand.
Okay, again, Whoopi Goldberg is not going to be canceled, and nobody questions her heart. I do question her mouth and her brain. I mean, for her to say that the Holocaust was a fight with white people fighting each other, Jews weren't fighting Nazis. Obviously, this was not like a civil war. This was a bunch of innocent individuals. Of the 6 million who were killed, you know that 1.5 million were children. Children. They were young children. I actually have second cousins who were killed before the age of 10. And it's an unbelievable thing to deny that this was motivated primarily by racist ideology. And basically what underlies so much of this and this stupidity about this is the desire to suggest that racism has applied uniquely in the era of slavery, which was a very long era, and to black people. And by the way, it applied more and more suffering and for more hundreds of years. Okay. But the notion that this is not racism, it's white people fighting among themselves, what that does is it excludes her. And that's why this whole notion that she says how proud she was and her Jewish background, which is, by the way, non-existent as far as anybody can tell. I mean, anyone can claim Jewish background if you want. Anyone can convert to Judaism if you want. You go through a process. But this notion that Al Franken just said on CNN a half hour ago, that no, Whoopi Goldberg can't be anti-Semitic because she chose Goldberg for her last name, for a stage name. Okay, this is simply not accurate because there is no indication that was ever a family name of hers. And what she chose it for was she was trying to get work as a comedian. Was she doesn't look like somebody you would look at and think Goldberg. Meanwhile, what is going to come of this? It says in the Times that while Whoopi has apologized, said a spokesman for ABC, president of ABC News, I've asked her to take time to reflect and learn about the impact of her comments. I don't see how the impact is good, but maybe educational. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show with Henry Olson.
You're a nice guy.
Michael Medved.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, the Whoopi Goldberg story. Will this be over 2 weeks from now when she comes back on air? And who knows what she is going to do to, I mean, people basically, you step into something like this. And what it shows you is how important words are. And what they were arguing about on The View that got her into this was that book, Mouse, which had been taken off the curriculum list in a small school district in Tennessee. And a lot of people believed, oh, this is such a classic book. It won a special Pulitzer Prize in 1991, and it's about the Holocaust, so the people who got rid of this book must have been anti-Semitic. Well, again, it's not true. You can be very pro-Semitic. You can, in fact, be a religious Jewish guy, as I try to be, and not particularly like Maus. I think it's one of the most overrated. It's a graphic novel. And with very interestingly and skillfully drawn cartoons by Art Spiegelman. But that to me is offensive, because part of what they do to emphasize the fact that the Holocaust is in fact a racial conflict and it's based on racism is in that novel they have all the Jews are mice. And all the Nazis are cats. And first of all, making Nazis into cats is making them altogether too sympathetic, even for somebody who's not a cat person like me. But secondly, what it suggests is I think of my grandfather, for goodness sake. My grandfather was German, and he was proudly German. He was also religious and Jewish. And when he served in the Kaiser's army in World War I, the Kaiser's army at that time had a lot of people who looked just as German as anybody else. You couldn't immediately tell somebody was Jewish, except that many of the Jewish troops who served in World War I and going back to the Franco-Prussian War in 1871 were given kosher food if they asked for it, if they wanted it. And Germany was the first army anywhere to do that. Okay, the idea that there is a different species involved here, it's also crazy. And the other thing that Whoopi Goldberg hasn't heard enough and should is the fact that there are many, many Jews who are people of color. Israel, about one-third of the population, of the Jewish population in Israel, in fact, it's more than one-third, is from Morocco, Egypt, Iran, from all kinds of Yemen. There were ancient Jewish communities there that were thrown out when Israel became an independent nation, and they got refuge in Israel. And they're sometimes called Sephardim, they're sometimes called Oriental Jews, but they're dark. They do not look like the same race as, not like quite the same race as Whoopi Goldberg, but not quite the same race as Joy Behar either, who is Italian-American, by the way. In any event, this is former U.S. Senator Al Franken, heaven help us, said Whoopi Goldberg is definitely not anti-Semitic. How does he know? Listen.
What do you think of Whoopi Goldberg being suspended from The View for 2 weeks?
Well, I know Whoopi. She's not anti-Semitic. She chose Goldberg for her last name, for her stage name.
Okay. And again, because that was a way to get a laugh, which comedians will do anything to do. Much more telling comments by David Baddiel, who is an English comedian and author, who's the author of, by the way, a very good book called Jews Don't Count. It's about modern anti-Semitism. He was on Good Morning Britain. Listen, 7A.
One of the principal things going on here, is the resistance to the idea that anti-Semitism is racism. And I think, what does Whoopi Goldberg think it is? Well, I think what a lot of people think it is religious intolerance. And the problem with that is, I'm an atheist, and the Gestapo would have shot me tomorrow. My great uncle Arno, who died in the Warsaw Ghetto, was not an observant Jew. And indeed, it's not just the Holocaust. Now, neo-Nazis marching with torches saying the Jews will not replace us in Charlottesville, they would not ask a Jew whether he kept kosher before they set light to their house. They're not interested in faith, and the Nazis were not interested in faith. They were interested in racial purity. That's what the laws, the Nuremberg laws, were. They were racial purity laws.
And by the way, it's also true that they killed Jewish converts to Catholicism, like Saint Edith Stein, who was killed at Auschwitz, even though she had become a nun and was apparently a wonderful person, people say, but murdered nonetheless. And then more from David Badiel.
That comment suggests that there are people who think racism is only about the colour of your skin.
Yeah, no, that's true. And there's a specific thing that I think is going on here, which is, you know, Jews, the whiteness of Jews is a very complex thing. I use this phrase in the book, it's a bit early for this, but anyway, called Schrodinger's white. So what I mean by that is Jews are seen as white or non-white depending on the politics of the observer, right? So far-right groups, and for years and years, centuries, have seen Jews as not part of the white race. It's absolutely part of Hitler's project to say Jews are not part of the Aryan white races. But meanwhile, on the other side, on the far left, the association of Jews, which is a racist thing with power and privilege, makes them kind of super white. And what that ends up with, it's similar to be honest in the Black Lives Matter thing with saying all lives matter, because it takes away from the specifics of the racism to something very bland and general, like man to humanity to man. Okay, but what's going on here is actually a very particular type of genocide. She talked on Stephen Colbert's show about two sides fighting. This was not two sides fighting. This was an ethnic group being marked out to be destroyed by a military industrial machine.
Okay, well said. And again, wouldn't it be useful if instead of just Good Morning Britain, he had something to say on The View? Ms. Goldberg's former co-host, Meghan McCain, said on Twitter this week that anti-Semitism is a poison that is increasingly excused in our culture and television and permeates in spaces that should shock us all. According to a 2014 report by the Anti-Defamation League, more than 1 billion people globally hold anti-Semitic views. More than a third of people in the 102 countries polled had never heard of the Holocaust, the report found. What is unique about the Holocaust, aside from the scale and the manner of execution? It is the idea that you are going to completely obliterate one race, because anyone who is a member of that group or has that kind of ancestry or has one Jewish grandparent, anyone who has that stain, according to Nazi ideology, is a threat to the world, and it needs to be entirely exterminated. The so-called final solution to the Jewish problem. A final solution for Mike Pence and his political future. That's a column, provocative one, by Henry Olson. We'll be right back in the Washington Post coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are reigniting the Cancer Moonshot. The program aims to reduce the U.S. cancer death rate by half over the next 25 years.
When we work together in America, there is nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing. So let's show the world what's possible. Let's show the world that we're committed. Let's show that we can do big things.
President Biden's son, Beau, lost a long battle against cancer in 2015. The winter storm hitting many parts of the United States is causing a large number of flights to be canceled. FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far today. Snow falling from parts of New Mexico all the way to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Olson is a conservative columnist for the Washington Post, one of the more influential conservative columnists in the country. He's also a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, and he's written an important piece. It's an important piece that talks about the dilemma for Republicans who are going to be running for office and hoping to take over the Congress and key governorships. What's the problem they have? Problem is, what do you say about the people, and there are millions of them, who believe the election was stolen, that it has to be undone, that the whole 2020 election was a fraud? Well, what you need is, he writes, that sooner or later someone with stature has to take the lie head on. And I think he has the right guy, too. Henry, who should take this lie head on, and why does it matter?
Vice President Mike Pence should take it head on. He should take it head on because he lost with Trump. So he can say, I wanted to win, but we lost fair and square. He was the man who is under attack from Trump nearly every day for upholding his constitutional duty and certifying the election to the Electoral College. And it matters because the more this lie spreads, the more people who are running for office in the Republican Party endorse something that simply isn't true. And that increases the likelihood that people will say, hey, you know, I might be upset at Democrats, but I don't want these crazy people who want to throw out our democracy in office.
Well, you know what, one of the ideas that it seems to me that Mike Pence could even bring up in good humor is that President Trump believes that the vice president has the power to overturn an election, and that idea may be okay when the vice president is Mike Pence. What about if the vice president is Kamala Harris? Right? Does Trump believe, do the people who are on Trump's side believe that Kamala Harris in November of 2024 should have the right to overturn an election?
That would be a wonderful question for Pence to talk about and pose it directly in his speech if he were to be courageous enough to take one, because that's the logical consequence of Trump. Trump's argument is that the power inheres in the office, not in the person. If Pence can do it, so can Kamala.
Which is a terrifying thought. I don't think any American of any orientation at all wants to go through another election like this recent one. What about the idea of Mike Pence actually being a credible challenger? Because it appears that he is interested in running for president, as many former vice presidents are. Do you think he could make a credible race?
I think he could make a very credible race. He often comes in second to Trump. He sometimes will come in third, if depends on where Ron DeSantis is. But he's clearly a leading contender for the nomination. But he's going to have to answer this question if he runs for president, whether, particularly if it's against Trump. But if Trump doesn't run and Pence does run, press is going to ask him, what do you think about the 2020 election? What do you think? And he's going to have to take a stand one time or another. He might as well take it early, and he can shape his response rather than wait to the last minute when the press will shape it for him.
Do you know, has Mike Pence signaled, I know that Mark Short, who was his chief aide, and General Kellogg, who was his chief military advisor, who's been a guest on this show several times, that those people have testified for and cooperated with the January 6th Unselect Committee, as President Trump calls it. Do you know about Pence himself? Is he likely to testify or cooperate in any way?
I do not know whether he has testified or whether he will testify. It does appear that he's not trying to block any of his aides from testifying, nor does it appear that he is trying to block any of his records, which are stored at the National Archives, from being turned over. So whether he personally is going to be subpoenaed or voluntarily testify is something I can't say. But he is not making any effort, as far as we know, to stop people close to him or things directly written by or communicated to him during that time from being presented, and I think that speaks volumes.
You say at the conclusion of your article that Trump's statements, the statement that he could have overturned the election, are a direct challenge to Pence. We already know that Trump thinks Pence was a coward on January 6th. What better rebuke than to show courage when it is at least respected and take the battle home to the bully? Many people, particularly people on the left, I don't think give sufficient appreciation to Vice President Pence, who did show character and courage by resisting Trump's pushing him or trying to push him into an untenable position constitutionally.
I don't think they've given him or other Republicans, for that matter, sufficient respect. I mean, how many of these people who were, whether they're secretaries of state or judges or governors, there wasn't a single Republican, despite the pressure, despite what we know are the phone calls to people behind the scenes, not one cracked and submitted to pressure. But Pence in particular was under immense pressure and withstood it gracefully and executed his constitutional duty, and he should be praised for that.
Yeah, I know that it's reported, and there's evidence, and no one has denied this, that he communicated with President Trump on the morning of January 6th, before Trump went and gave his speech, and before they began the process of actually counting the votes. And Trump said to him, if you go through with this, Mike, you're not going to be my friend anymore.
Yeah, well, one suspects that if that was said in that way, that would be uncharacteristically polite for Trump, but you know, I think Pence knew where what was going on the whole time, and I think he knew who he was working with. You know, as a constitutionally separate officer, he was never working for him. He was the one person in the White House Trump couldn't fire, and I think Pence, if anything, has been too polite both during and after the administration to a man who increasingly is showing his true colors, which are that he's an ugly bully.
Well, again, this is I think it's such an interesting prospect, and people forget about Mike Pence, who is he's going to be speaking. Is it at the RNC? Where is he speaking coming up?
The RNC has its winter meetings in Salt Lake City starting this afternoon, and it had been reported that both he and Trump were supposed to be speaking there. I haven't been able to find out when they were are scheduled to speak, but could very well be tomorrow. If he's supposed to speak before Trump, I would expect Trump would be the final speaker of an event like that. And we'll see what the vice president does. But if he passes this opportunity, Lord knows he gives speeches all around the country. He's got plenty of opportunities to actually stand up, serve his country again, and serve his party.
Let me ask you a question that I asked Frank Luntz earlier today, which is, other than Mike Pence, do you think that other potential challengers, and can you name them, who you think might be viable against Donald Trump?
Well, you know, Ron DeSantis does well, even in head-to-heads with Donald Trump. In mock polls, DeSantis does well. I think slowly what's happening is Trump is catching up with Trump. He's not leading on issues of today. He's increasingly speaking only about his personal foibles of yesterday. Other people are leading, and the voters are slowly saying, hey, I can have the substance of Trump without all the problems, you know.
And thank you for your substance with no problems in transmission, thank goodness. Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. His column posted at our website at michaelmedved.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show. It is a Black History Month, and in that regard, there's a special tweet of the day for the occasion.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And this is a tweet from New Jersey, I think meaning the state of New Jersey and the state government, at least the part of the state government that is involved with transit. And it says, Rosa Parks, born on February 4th, 1913, so her birthday coming up, sparked the Montgomery bus boycott that won a victory for racial justice by integrating public transit. Today, we're still fighting for accessible and affordable transit. Join us on February 4th for New Jersey Transit Equity Day. What the hell does that mean? I mean, seriously. And what is horrible about this is I wrote about the Montgomery bus boycott in which Rosa Parks played a crucial role. The real leader of the Montgomery bus boycott was a 27-year-old newly minted pastor named Martin Luther King. And they had a situation in Montgomery that was just unbelievable, where 70% of the passengers on public transit in Montgomery were Black. And they all had to go to the very back of the bus. And it was like that throughout the South. This is what Plessy versus Ferguson, that important law case that we talked about, that you can now learn something about, by the way, at MedVed History Store if you're a MedHead Plus member and you have access to all of our history programs. But in any event, the point here is the Montgomery bus boycott was a world-shaking event, and it didn't end segregated transportation all at once. It had to be done in community after community and standing up for basic sanity and justice. And if they talk about Transit Equity Day, what is inequitable today? Are they claiming that the bus routes are inappropriate? I mean, look, the idea of transit, and by the way, I'm all for buses because buses make sense where building multi-trillion-dollar light rail does not. But what is it exactly? I mean, I guess I have to be educated in terms of the transit equity struggles of today. Is there a belief that they don't, that people of color are not hired as bus drivers? I mean, it's visibly and obviously not true. Oh, what'd you say, Jer? Is that all? 10% of all bus drivers are black? And again, I guess it partially depends on what city you're in, what service you're in. But the notion that this is at all comparable to Montgomery, it's also the idea that Black History Month should be the subject for humor. Here's an attempt at humor by Stephen Colbert for Black History Month. On CBS. This is clip number 3.
Unfortunately, 14 states have a weird way of celebrating Black History Month with new rules that limit how teachers can teach Black History Month. Or as the teachers will now be forced to call it, month. One black educator warned that these new laws would mean that teachers could mention that Jackie Robinson broke Major League Baseball's color line, but not discuss why black players were banned. They could also mention soul singer Marvin Gaye, but not discuss his What's Going On lyrics.
Okay, it's obviously ridiculous. And this goes to one of my problems with the notion of Black History Month. Black history is not something separate. It's American history. It's a crucial, indispensable part of American history. And basically, if part of the goal of the Civil Rights Movement and of including Black History Month was to try to bring people closer together, to break down stereotypes and misunderstandings and prejudice and bigotry and oppression, if that's part of the goal, having, quote, a separate history that isn't included is not the way to do it, it seems to me. Seth Meyers had his own rather pathetic attempts at humor. Listen.
February is Black History Month.
Offer not valid in Virginia.
An all-black group is planning to climb Mount Everest.
Which is just a fancy way of saying they're going to try to vote in Texas.
Amber, why don't more black people climb mountains?
We're just trying to let white people have something.
Thank you.
You climb the mountain.
Okay, somewhere between that and the 1619 Project, maybe we can get some serious attention in the country to black history and the enormous contributions, patriotic contributions made by black people for more than 300 years, and particularly the contributions to culture, which show that right now it's fascinating to me is that there is new and renewed attention, of course, as part of this racial reckoning, to some black American classical composers who and some of them have just been newly discovered, and that's a good thing. But they were not writing separate music. They were trying to write music in what they called an American voice. An American voice speaking about comedy. They, them, us, the name of a new movie about two divorced people who find each other in blissful romance. Well, not quite. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
two divorced single parents in Columbus, Ohio, try to construct a stable home for four quirky and troubled teenagers, and do so by exploring what's called the sadomasochistic world of kink in the odd new romantic comedy They, Them, Us. Now on offer at various streaming services.
Sometimes I worry that I'm not wild enough for you.
You're so tense. What are you afraid of?
Well, like most people, he's afraid of whips, chains, paddles, and torture devices. And other than that, a drug-addicted, self-destructive son and a job teaching at a Christian school where he has to hide his extracurricular adventures. They, Them, Us, with its lighthearted treatment of some very dark material, isn't going to delight any sort of mainstream audience. Officially unrated, but it might definitely qualify for an NC-17. 2 stars for the occasionally engaging They, Them, Us. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time we're going to be talking about who stands to gain the most and who stands to lose the most from the Ukraine-Russia confrontation. We'll be talking to former Army intelligence officer and best-selling novelist Ralph Peters on that. Also, Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's said that free speech wins, but why is this a free speech issue at all? And then we'll be talking to Steve Moore, the author of Trumponomics, about the $30 trillion deficit. Yeah, we just went over $30 trillion. And Jen Psaki today, the White House press spokesman, says it's all Trump's fault. Is that even vaguely true? I don't think so, and I don't think that Steve Moore thinks so. And then also, COVID viewed by one columnist as the perfect excuse to do a cancel culture move and get rid of the State of the Union address forever. Is that welcome? Well, it means one less chance for Biden to bore you to death, perhaps. But is that really a proper move? We will get to that debate and so much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.